الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين هماز مشاء بنميم مناع للخير معتد أثيم عتل بعد ذلك زنيم أن كان ذا مال وبنين صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable ulama, respected hufaz, beloved brothers and elders, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah makes mention of an instance, a situation, an incident that had taken place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, مَرَّ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam بِقَبْرَيْنِ The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion gives. He commented, he addressed the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and he said, إِنَّهُمَا لَيُعَذَّبَانِ Allah has exposed to me what's happening beneath the soil of both these graves, what's happening in that realm. Both the inmates of these graves are being punished. And then he addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, but take note, وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ وَمَا يُعَذَّبَانِ فِي كَبِيرٍ They aren't being punished for something you regard to be major. For something you regard to be serious. In your eyes, the reason and the cause for both these people getting punishment is something trivial. It's something you take very lightly. But in the sight of Allah, it's so serious that leave alone the akhirat, right when they put in the grave, from there the punishment already begins. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then goes further and explains, أَمَّا أَحَدُهُمَا فَكَانَ لَا يَسْتَثِرُ عَنِ الْبَوْلِ One of them, his crime was, he wasn't careful about the droplets of urine. He wasn't careful when he was relieving himself, or after he relieved himself, about the droplets of urine, taking it to be something very trivial, but he's getting punishment in the grave because he didn't take this serious. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith, he said, تَنَزَّهُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ فَإِنَّ عَامَةَ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ Be careful about these droplets of urine. Be careful of how you conduct yourself with regards to urine. Why? Because most people who get punishment in the grave is as a result of them being negligent and not careful about the droplets of urine. Every person has to relieve himself from the morning, from the time he wakes up till the time he goes to bed, till the time he retires to bed, sometimes during the night as well. He has to relieve himself. Deen is teaching us, be careful about these droplets. In one hadith, اتَّقُوا الْبَوْلِ فَإِنَّهُ أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ فِي الْقَبْرِ Be careful of these droplets of urine because amongst the very first things a man will be questioned about when he's put in the grave is regarding the, when we're relieving ourselves whilst we're in the toilet. Once we've come out of the toilet, ensure all these droplets have exited our system entirely. Ulama ikram explained a person shouldn't be in haste. He shouldn't hurry to make wuzu in himself. Rather wait for a little while. Wait for a few moments for all those droplets to exit entirely. Why? Because sometimes a person is going to perform his salah after making wuzu in haste. So he relieved himself, he made wuzu, but there are still some droplets left in his system. And after he made wuzu, those droplets exited. In his mind, he's got wuzu, whereas his wuzu is broken. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Miftahul jannati as-salah." There is an access point. There is a key which you'll access Jannah. Your key to Jannah is your salah. But وَمِفْتَاحُ الصَّلَاةِ الطُّهُورِ. The key to your salah is your purity. So indirectly, this purity, this wudu that we need to have, being careful about these droplets of urine, etc., are so important that indirectly to Jannah. So be careful regarding this. This was the first aspect. The first person was being punished because لَا يَسْتَطِرُ مِنَ الْبَوْلِ وَأَمَّا الْآخَرَ فَكَانَ يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. The second person, the second crime which you be trivial, regard to be insignificant, nothing too serious. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the second person, his crime was, he used to carry tails. Carrying tails. We hear this word, carrying tails. In the wording of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, different wording it's mentioned, Namam, Qattat, Namima, Yamshi bin Namima. But what is meant by carrying tails? So ulama ikram explain this, and they explain it to be the definition, نَقْلُ الْكَلَامِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْإِفْسَادِ رَفْعُ الْحَدِيثِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْإِشَاعَةِ وَالْإِفْسَادِ. To quote, to narrate, to speak about someone, to narrate information. To this point, information is not a problem. Right now, as I'm sitting in front of you, we are narrating, we are quoting, we are speaking, we're giving narrations. Till there is no problem. But نَقْلُ الْكَلَامِ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْإِفْسَادِ. When you're narrating, when you're quoting, when you're speaking, in a way to cause havoc, to cause corruption, to deter and sever the relationship between people, to make things bad and make things ugly, this is called namima. This is called carrying tales. When you are speaking, you're going from person to person. You're going from one person to the next, and you're talking, you may be saying the right thing, but with the wrong intention. You want to sever that relationship that they enjoy. So you're going from one person to the next, from one place to the next, from one town to the next, from one group to the next. Why? To sever ties, to make things bad. Let's look at what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us regarding namima. Firstly, we already discussed one hadith. The one guilty of carrying tales, his punishment commences in the very grave. Allah save and protect us. When he is lowered in the grave, his punishment begins. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, there is an incident, Hammam bin Harith, rahimahullah, narrates, we were once seated with a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were seated in the masjid, kunna julusan fil masjid, and then a man walks in, and people mention, he said we were seated with Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And people mentioned, regarding one person, it hadha mimma yanqulu al-hadith ila al-amir. This man's got a habit of narrating and taking information incorrectly in order to corrupt relationship between the leader, the authority, the seniors. This man's got a habit of taking stories to the senior, to someone elder, to the amir. And then he says, فَجَاءَ حَتَّى جَلَسَ إِلَيْنَا. This man entered. He came, he joined the gathering, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu. Once it was confirmed that this man was guilty of this crime, he said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ قَطَّاتٍ. I heard the Rasul of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم issuing a warning that that person who carries tales, he takes information from one person to the next just to corrupt relationship, that man will not be allowed entry to Jannah. He's getting punishment in the grave. He's not being allowed entry into Jannah. Other ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, أَلَّا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخِيَارِ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. Should I share with you who's the best of Allah's servants? In one hadith, بِخِيَارِ أُمَّتِي. The best of my ummah. Who's the best? Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَّذِينَ إِذَا رُؤُوا ذُكِرَ اللَّهِ. Those people who leave alone, sitting in their company, leave alone, benefiting from their words and their statements, their mere sight reminds you of Allah. This is the best of Allah's creation, the best of the servants on this earth. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went further, وَشِرَارُ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ. The worst of Allah's creation, the worst of Allah's servants. In one riwayat, وَشِرَارُ أُمَّتِي. The worst of my ummah will be who? People who possess three qualities. Number one on the list, al-mashaa'una bin namima. Those who go about carrying tales. Al-mufarriquna bayna al-ahibba. They sever ties between people who are originally living with harmony and love. Al-baghuna lil-bura'i al-anat. Those who look for faults in innocent people. In the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man is being categorized as the worst of his Allah's creation, the worst of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam's ummah. Another hadith, tajidu min shirari nasi yawm al-qiyamati inda Allah dhal wajhain ya'ti ha'ula'i bi wajhin wa ha'ula'i bi wajhin. The worst, on the day of qiyamah, that person who will be the worst in the sight of Allah, amongst the worst people in the sight of Allah, will be the person who is two-faced. He sits in front, he comes to some people with one face, and behind their backs he goes to others with another face. In other words, he's good to this person, and he speaks bad to others about this person. He's guilty of this crime of namima. May Allah save and protect us. This is the severity of the crime of namima. Ulama kiram write, what prompts a person to carry tales? Number one, iradatu su'i lil mahkiyi anhu. You want to put the person about whom you're speaking and whose tales you're carrying, you got bad intentions for him. You got a bad heart towards him. Either you're jealous of him, his position, his accolades, his virtues, and now you intend bad for him, so you begin speaking bad about him to others. And the second reason that prompts someone, why would you speak bad and why would you carry tales from one person to another? The second reason is, that you want to please. طَلَبُ الرِّضَاءِ لِلْمَحْكِيِّ لَهُ. You're trying to please the person to whom you're narrating the information. So that person may be some senior person, maybe whoever, but you want to win his pleasure at the cost of the honor, dignity and respect of your Muslim brother. This is what prompts person. Ulama kiram write, النَّمِيمَةُ قَبِيحَةٌ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَحِيحَةً. النَّمِيمَةُ قَبِيحَةٌ وَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَحِيحَةً. Namima, carrying tales, is evil, it's bad, it's an evil trait. Even though what you're saying is 100% true, but you're saying it to cause problems. It's bad. What you're saying is the truth. Imagine you're saying the truth, but your truth is going against you. On the contrary, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَا يَحِلُّ الْكِذْبُ إِلَّا فِي ثَلَاثٍ. Lying is not allowed. But there's an exclusion. There's an exclusion when you're allowed to lie, and that lie won't be held against you. It won't be recorded as a wrong. What's that? وَالْكِذْبُ لِيُسْلِحَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. You're speaking a lie. But the reason for speaking the lie is to join people. Here one man is lying to join people. No sin recorded against him. On the other hand, one man is speaking the truth, but to corrupt people, he's getting guna. That's called namima. So the need, respected elders and friends, is to guard ourselves against this crime. Number one, Allah save and protect every one of us. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, coming back to the first hadith, he said, people regard us to be trivial. Take a story from here, quote something, say something, but in the interim, your words are so toxic, they're so corruptive, that they're damaging the relationship that someone is already enjoying. So let us stay away from this. Number one, we stay away to the best of our ability. Number two, what we also need to do is guard ourselves from such people. There is no shortage. Allah save and protect us. But these people are only causing problems and creating havoc. Hasan Basri rahimahullah, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions in his Ihya ul-Ulum, a quotation of Hasan Basri rahimahullah. And what does he say regarding him? Giving us a gauge. How to see who's a tale carrier. Who's that man who's carrying tales that you need to be afraid of. That you need to be careful of. He says very simply, man namma ilayk, namma alayk. Man namma ilayk, namma alayk. One who chatters to you, chatters off you. If today there's a man speaking to you bad about someone else, then tomorrow this very same man is going to speak bad about you to someone else. So be careful. Don't entertain the discussion. Allah save and protect us. People have mentioned very beautifully, don't sit at a table. Don't sit at a table where they speak bad of others. Because when you get up, you're going to be the next topic. Don't sit at a table, don't sit in a company where they speak bad of others. Because when you get up, you're going to be the next topic of discussion. Someone mentioned very beautifully that great people speak about ideas. Average people speak about things and items. And small people speak about other people. So let's ask ourselves which category we want to fit in. Then we understand there was a person, Amr bin Ubaid, rahimahullah. A man came up to him. And he commented, he told him of how someone else is speaking evil of Amr bin Ubaid. Amr bin Ubaid looked at this man and he commented, he told him, مَا أَدَّيْتَ حَقَّ مُجَالَسَةِ أَخِيكَ حَيْثُ نَقَلْتُ إِلَيْنَا خَبْرَهُ. He says, okay, you listened to that man and you sat with him. He was speaking bad of me, but you didn't fulfill his right because you brought his stories to me. Number two, وَمَا أَدَّيْتَ حَقِّي. You didn't fulfill my right. Why? Because you're telling me what bad this man said behind my back. So what's the right thing for you to do? He's advising him. He's teaching us how to be careful and how to handle these situations. He says, وَلَكِنْ أَعْلِمْهُ. He says, no, now, when you get a chance, and when you hear this happening about me, then all you got to do is, you don't have to come and narrate to me what was said behind my back. What you got to do is, remind that person. When you see a man engaging in this, then remind him. أَنَّ الْمَوْتَ يَعُمُّنَا وَالْقَبْرَ يَضُمُّنَا وَالْقِيَامَةَ تَجْمَعُنَا وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَنَا وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الْحَاكِمِينَ. All you got to do is remind him, one day we all going to pass away. One day we all going to lie alone in our graves. On the day of Qiyamah, we all will be gathered before Allah, and Allah will pass decision between us. So we got to get prepared for that day. Put our act in order and make sure that when we stand before Allah, we're not guilty of carrying tales, we're not guilty of making ghibat, we're not guilty of bringing down other Muslims. Allah save and protect us from this. Musa alayhi salam, the great Nabi of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. He had seen Allah ta'ala, and when he saw Allah, at that occasion, beneath Allah's arsh, he noticed a man enjoying a lofty position. He's enjoying this high position. Musa alayhi salam envied him, and he asked Allah ta'ala, فَسَأَلَ رَبَّهُ أَن يُخْبِرَهُ بِإِسْمِهِ. He asked Allah, oh Allah, inform me who's this man. Give me his whereabouts. Tell me his name and who he is, so that I can go and congratulate him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed him that I'm not going to give you his name. وَلَكِنْ أُحَدِّثُكَ بِخِصَالِهِ عَنْ ثَلَاثٍ. But I'm going to share with you his actions and his traits and his noble qualities, because of which he's enjoying this position of being right under my arsh. So Allah explains three qualities to Musa alayhi salam. And number one, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ كَانَ لَا يَحْسُدُ أَحَدًا عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. The first quality this man possessed, because of which he's enjoying this exalted position, he's got no jealousy in his heart for anyone, that Allah has blessed that person with more than what he has. No jealousy in the heart. Heart is absolutely clean. Number two, وَلَا يَعُقُّ وَالِدَيْهِ. This man is not disrespectful to his parents. And number three, وَكَانَ لَا يَمْشِي بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. He never walked around the earth carrying tales. He never did things to separate people. He did things to join and unite. Respected elders and friends, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and ability to stay far away from carrying tales. May Allah give us the ability to practice on every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah give us the tawfiq and ability to practice on whatever has been mentioned. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.